There's an ancient Nordic religion called Odinism, and it's captured the attention of some white supremacists here in the U.S. They call North America Vinland, wear pendants with Thor's hammer, and believe they'll be taken to Valhalla if they die in battle. Since 2001, white supremacists in the U.S. have carried out, or at least planned, at least 6 acts of domestic terrorism in the name of Odin, including a stabbing in Portland, Oregon, last month. Will Carlos is a reporter with Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting. Explain what Odinism is, Will.
So technically, this is Neo-Odinism. So this is kind of a new rebirth of an ancient heathen religion that was practiced mainly in Scandinavia. And essentially, this is the belief in the broad pantheon of Nordic gods from Odin and Thor and Freya. And you believe that they sort of led their lives in the correct way. And you try to emulate that during your time on Earth. I think that's the best way I can kind of sum it up.
And in the U.S., there are some parts of the country that are kind of more inclined toward Odinism than others, right?
Yeah, these guys sort of exist in these disparate groups around the country. It's very popular, actually, in the Pacific Northwest. I mean, we mentioned the horrible stabbing in Portland. There are big groups, especially in the prisons up there, who are organized Odinists and white supremacists. And it's also prevalent elsewhere in the country. There's a big group in Virginia and also across the Midwest. We have to be very, very clear that we're talking about sort of a racist strand of heathenism. This is just a group that has kind of co-opted this religion for their own purposes. And it's a minority of the total group.
Well, let's just find out a little about the kind of characters who are part of this. Tell us what you've learned about the Portland attackers' ties to Odinism.
So this was bizarre because I came out with a big investigative story that I've been working on for months. And the very next day, there was this attack in Portland. And I started to research this guy's past. And I started to see things on his Facebook page that really caught my eye. For example, he had pledged to kill either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, whoever ascended to the presidency last year, in the name of Odin. He had also written a bunch of poems that specifically referenced Odinism, Odinist myths and imagery. And I actually contacted a friend of his via Facebook and had a long conversation with him. And he told me that Jeremy Christian, the stabber, had become very involved in Odinism in prison.
How has this whole belief system around Nordic gods and Nordic mythology kind of found its way into the world of white supremacy?
So this is a really fascinating part. And I've talked to a bunch of white supremacists at this point who converted to Odinism, and they've all given me basically the same path. And what they say is that it's twofold. They say, number one, Odinism is a religion that is both by and for the white race. So it's not a religion, and this is their words, not mine, it's not a religion that has been sort of interfered with or mongrelized by Jews. And a lot of these white supremacists obviously are extremely anti-Semitic. And they don't like the fact that, you know, Jesus was a Jew and that ultimately Christianity came from Judaism. And they sort of figure that out along the way and say, oh, let's go and find something else. And then the second part is that Odinism, by and large, rewards people for action. It rewards people for dying in battle. That's how you ultimately get to Valhalla, is you die in battle. And so a lot of these white supremacists believe that they're really under attack. They're under attack from immigrants. They're under attack from ISIS. And that there's a white genocide going on, that they need to sort of protect the white race. And frankly, they don't agree with turning the other cheek and sort of sitting around and waiting, you know, for the second coming or whatever. They want to get to work and fight. And that's something that Odinism very much promotes and rewards them for. So that's why a lot of them are attracted to it.
I mean, it sounds kind of like a form of jihad. Do they see martyrdom at the end of the line?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what got me interested in this in the first place. I talked to a guy who's in prison serving 21 years for domestic terrorism, and he had planned to bomb sites in Boston and in DC. And he very much was doing it in the name of Odin. He got out of prison and he decided that his way to get to heaven was to go and kill people in the name of his religion. And he used the word jihad. He said, look, this is a jihadist point of view. There's definitely correlations there.
Now, since Odin is a god from Nordic mythology, I'm wondering how prevalent Odinism is in Norway, and is it spreading across Europe?
I've been contacted by a lot of Norwegians, people from Iceland, saying, look, you cannot tar us all with the same brush because this is a very legitimate, almost mainstream religion in parts of Northern Europe. So, yes, there is certainly a lot of this Nordic mythology that goes on. A lot of people are interested in this religion. But as far as white supremacy, there's much less that goes on. That seems to be sort of something that's really taken root in the States.
How do the FBI and other law enforcement agencies here in this country see the white supremacist link to Odinism? Is it a serious threat in their eyes?
The experts that I talked to, and I talked to a guy who was the head of domestic terrorism in the Department of Homeland Security for more than 6 years, and he sees this as a very real threat. Bear in mind, these guys see any threat as a very real threat. It only takes one of these guys to plant a bomb and kill a lot of people. But more than that, they see it taking root right now in the Trump era, and they're really worried that it's not being focused on and paid enough attention to. That, frankly, people are paying so much attention to Islamic terrorism that these other forms of terrorism, particularly with the religious base, are being sort of forgotten and left behind, and that's something that really concerns them.
That's Will Carlos, a reporter with Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting. You can read his full report on Odinism at PRI.org. And before we take a break, the United Nations has proclaimed tomorrow World Refugee Day. Across the globe, many refugees are still school-age kids. And reporter Lauren Holt has been looking into the challenges they face. Tomorrow, she'll be online between 1 and 3 p.m. Eastern to answer your questions. To find out more, visit The World on Facebook.